You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A Syracuse University Pan-African Studies graduate student took an artistic approach to completing one of two thesis projects by creating her own art exhibit within 8 weeks. As WAER's John Smith reports, Spencer Stoltz relates her thoughts through portraiture.
To paint with human expression and place it on canvas, as Spencer Stoltz does, is truly a unique ability that speaks to her intrinsic talents as an artist. She paints with emphasis on facial expression and body language to allow her portraits to speak to others.
I had an audience full of women who came up to me throughout the opening reception telling me how much they felt heard and seen and how they felt such a connection to these images, because also the reality is if you go to any museum or gallery, it's very rare that you would see a woman of color in that space.
It's precisely the reactions she had hoped for and allowed for attendees to share their interpretations during the opening reception, something she says that most artists wouldn't allow. Stoltz's likeness appears in one portrait as an SU college student who is clearly wrestling as a young Black woman in deep thought.
So in the image, you see a figure who is visibly distraught and stressed with a computer in front of her, which alludes to me. Whenever I see my computer, I think of all of the work I have to do.
Would you mind reading the front of the Daily Orange as it's painted and then the
yes.
back?
So on the left side of the Daily Orange, it says Theta Tau claims extreme homophobia, anti-Semitism, racism, sexism, and aggression towards people with disabilities is satire. And then the other side says Syracuse police say Ackerman assault not racially motivated. And I kind of took two headlines that existed and reworded it. So I took their, public release and kind of fused a few headings of news articles to get the statement, but they're inspired by actual headings of newspapers. And this one was just straight out of the email, which I thought was crazy because they said it wasn't racially motivated, but racial slurs were said throughout the assault, which is just like, I could go on about that. So I wanted to juxtapose those two.
News of the recent altercation on Ackerman Avenue last month and the Theta Tau videos last year is something Stoltz continues to struggle with.
You kind of want to live in a fairy tale land where you know that people don't hate you just because you're Black or just because you're Jewish or just because you're a woman. So this represents the reality that we do not live in that time. And this represents the reality that at any time I could be harmed, even on my university campus, just because of someone feels like it.
We walk over to another painting with the faces of two Black women, one of whom appears to be her.
So when you have a president who you know hates a lot of things that make up you, how do you find joy? How do you feel okay or free to walk somewhere? Because he encourages people, he encourages harassment, he encourages violence. And so for me, just painting this was a reminder to myself to not let go of my joy and to hold on to my freedom no matter what happens, because what else can you do, you know? You can't control anyone else, but you can control how you experience your life. And so it was kind of like a reclaiming of the good parts of my life in the midst of a lot of darkness.
The exhibit, A Time for Joy and a Time for Sorrow, runs through March 23rd at the Community Folk Arts Center in Syracuse as part of Women's History Month and as an extension of Black History Month. Tomorrow is National Women's Day. John Smith, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.